Want to avoid him or get rid of him or?
Gotta figure out how to ask this.
Want to avoid getting silcock again?
No, this is just a common everyday word.
Oh.
If you get a letter from someone and you're supposed to answer and you turn it over to your secretary, you come back the next day and you want to know about this answer, what would you ask her? Have you
mailed my reply?
Let's say you didn't do this, you just wanted her to do the whole thing.
Oh, did you answer this letter?
Mm-hmm. Have you sent an
answer?
Or if
a reply.
If you want to find out if she's made up the letter, what would you say? Have you?
Did you? Draft a.
You're getting into technical
stuff
now.
Of course, this is what we use down there. Generally, girls don't do this. They, as I would say, they would draft a reply and let us see it before it.
Mm-hmm.
Are your windows up in your car? Sound like it's raining.
Mm-hmm. Good. You're talking about Catherine. Let's say she has an aunt that she's fond of, writes her every week. You want to find out if she's done it this week. You say, Have you
written?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm after these deep. And then when she gets the letter ready, let's say she's forgotten where to send it, so she's give it to you and say, will you please
address and mail this?
Mm-hmm. What did your teachers do to you in school?
They taught us.
I thought you were going to get coy there and say, they learned us. I would shout, Silcock!
This is one of the first things that I got in the course of College of Education. Teachers teach, they don't learn.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had a this fellow Collins down here at OU, and the first couple of classes he would always cut up. He started out as an old country school teacher.
Oh,
and
I see.
He started off giving us a bunch of these. He was just strictly a cut-up, and he was quite a well-known authority in his field.
Maybe,
but he kind of get the confidence of the students, you know, and kind of get them loosened up a little bit, where they feel free to talk with him, you know, and compare notes, and he'd start off telling a bunch of country stories, relating country schoolroom experiences and this sort of thing. And I can remember that just as vividly as it happened this morning. And now we don't. We teachers teach. We don't learn these students.
Oh, I thought you just amazed. We teachers teach. We don't learn. Well, I heard about one class up at the university up there north of here, where the students were taught that if they failed a student, they failed themselves. Because the only reason a student couldn't learn would be the teacher.
Well, and essentially this is true.
I carried this through the extreme. At the end of the semester, he said, now you grade yourselves.